Bobby, this road is like the rocky road to Dublin.
Well, Jimmy, you insisted upon seeing the painted desert.
For 2 days, we drive along that nice, smooth Highway 66 and then this. We should ought to took an airplane.
What are you fellas kidding about? Kicking, I'm driving the car.
No, you ain't taking all the bumps, Ozzy. Jimmy, I don't see why we couldn't stay in a town back there with a funny name.
You mean Flagstaff?
Yeah, that's it. Flagstaff. That certainly is a funny name for a town.
Well, Colonel, what's this? The editor of the Coronado Sun told me all about that.
Told you all about what?
About how the town got the name of Flagstaff. It seems that there was a guy by the name of Lieutenant Beale and a bunch of surveyors who was building an army road from Albuquerque to San Bernardino.
Well, what's that got to do with Flagstaff?
Will you listen? This section through here at that time was even worse than it is now.
Now, Jimmy.
All right, then it wasn't worse. Well, just the same, this here Beale guy and his pals put up a flagpole back there so they could see it and find their way home nights.
Well, if you ask me, I think we should ought to put up a bunch of flagpoles so as we could find our way out of this here now painted desert. And anyways, why didn't they call the town Flagpole instead of Flagstaff?
Yeah, and the first thing to know, the town had been full of flagpole sitters.
Well, that would at least be original. A whole town full of people sitting up on flagpoles.
Oh, look there. There's an Indian Hogan.
An Indian what?
An Indian Hogan.
Hogan? Robbie, these must be Irish Indians on this painted desert.
Yeah. Oswald, you don't see any Indian Murphys around, do you?
No. That little mud hut over there is a Hogan. That's the way the Navajos live on the plains.
Oh, that.
Looks more like an Eskimo igloo to me.
And look at that squaw. Hey, she's got a saddle.
Yeah, look. She's hiding it behind that big rock.
Well, she's getting a divorce from her husband.
A divorce?
Now, look, Ozzy, I'll stand for the Indian Hogans and the flagpole gag, but this is going too far.
No, that's on the level. When a Navajo squaw wants a divorce, she takes her brave saddle and hides it. If he doesn't find it before the sun goes down, the squaw is divorced.
Boy, and them guys up in Reno think they're fast.
And these Indians don't need a judge or a jury or lawyers or nothing.
Nothing but a saddle.
Jimmy, I tell you, I think we're doing wrong going out into this painted desert.
Don't be silly, Robbie. This is beautiful. We couldn't go through Arizona without seeing this. Look at them colors. It's just like the rainbow.
Listen, I can see the colors of the rainbow without driving 60 miles into the desert for it.
Well, besides, we want to go to that Indian village that
Moencopi.
Yeah, the Moencopi. And see the famous snake dance.
I ain't so sure, Jimmy. I ain't so sure.
Well, certainly. Ain't I an Indian chief? Ain't I a chief of the Osage Indians?
Oh, yeah. Chief Loudmouth.
Never mind the name. I'm an Indian chief just the same. It certainly wouldn't be clubby of me to come up on the Hopi Indian Reservation without going over and giving them the glad hand, would it?
Certainly not, Jimmy. Certainly not. It ain't the Indians. It's the snakes I'm thinking about.
Besides, we can't go so far from that little Colorado trading post at Cameron. Look, here comes a cowpuncher. I'll ask him. Say, partner, we want to go to the little Colorado trading post.
Well, it's all right this time, but don't ask me again. Get up there.
Well, for goodness sake.
Is that an obliging young man, or is that an obliging young man?
It certainly is an obliging young man.
Where is it? Where did it go? I've lost it.
There you are, Jimmy. Now it's Oswald. Pretty soon everybody will be batty with this heat.
No, I've lost it.
Well, whatever it is you've lost, Oswald, keep your eye on that road, or we'll be losing a couple of healthy young lives.
The package, where is it?
Oh, the mysterious package.
Oh, here it is in my pocket.
I certainly would like to know what's in that package.
Never mind. You'll find out. Well, you'll soon find out.
Listen, Robbie. Do the mumps leave a guy with any bad effects?
Well, sometimes it makes them a little mysterious. And they carry funny packages around with them.
Oh, look ahead. A gas station.
That must be the little Colorado trading post.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Cameron.
Don't look much bigger than that town of Grandy we run into down in Texas.
We better stop here and get gas and water.
Yeah, and this guy can tell us how to get to this Moan, what's this, Indian village.
Jimmy, look at that.
Look at what?
Look at that Indian getting gasoline in that flivver.
Well, that's all right. Lots of these Hopi Indians has flivvers.
I know, but he's pulling buttons off his vest to pay the guy.
He's what?
He's paying him with buttons.
Well, maybe we could try that.
You better not. That Indian is paying him with quarters. He sews the quarters to his vest so he won't lose them.
Well, for goodness sake.
And besides, that shows that he's rich.
Everything around here seems to be getting funnier and funnier.
How do you do? What can I do for you?
A little gas and water.
Yeah, mister. And can you tell us where to find a Moan, what's this Indian village?
Certainly. About a mile from Tuba City. Tuba City is about 29 miles north.
29 more miles of these desert roads?
Oh, Jimmy, look. Look at them funny pictures on the wall.
Yeah, what are they? They look like a lot of chicken feet or something.
Those are dinosaur tracks.
What tracks?
Dinosaur tracks.
Well, mister, what are these dinosaurs?
They're animals that lived 30 million years ago.
Get out the medals, Jimmy. Get out the medals.
These pictures were taken in Dinosaur Canyon, a few miles east of here, where these great antediluvian beasts trod millions of years ago.
A few miles from here?
Jimmy, hadn't we better be going?
Until 3 years ago, no white man had ever entered that canyon, only Indians. And then my brother, Hubert Richardson, and a party of scientists blazed the trail for the white man.
Your brother?
Yeah. I'm Sam Richardson.
Pleased to meet you, Sam.
How do you do, Sam?
Are there any of these here dinosaurs roaming around here now?
No, not now.
Well, just in case there is, what do they look like?
Well, they were great reptiles, anywhere from 10 to 60 foot long.
Jimmy, I told you we should ought to stay in Flagpole.
Flagstaff, Flagstaff.
Oh, excuse me.
You should visit Dinosaur Canyon. Very few white men have had the privilege of seeing those tracks.
Well, here's one white man that ain't so particular about it.
We really ought to go and see the dinosaur tracks.
Sure, Robbie, we really should ought to see the dinosaur tracks.
Well?
You cross the little Colorado Bridge here and take the trail to the right. It's only about 16 miles.
Oh, that's a cinch.
All we do is drive about 16 miles and then we see the dinosaur tracks.
That's all.
And we'll see the dinosaur tracks.
Pay the man, Robbie. Pay the man. Let's get going.
10 gallons. $3.50.
Gasoline is sort of expensive out here in the middle of the painted desert, ain't it?
Never mind. You couldn't see dinosaur tracks in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
No, but you could see streetcar tracks. And what I'd give to see streetcar tracks right now.
Well, so long, Sam.
Yeah, so long. So long.
We turn to the right over the bridge.
Yeah, to the right.
That don't look much like a river to me.
This painted desert is certainly a funny place. The rivers don't have water, and the women go around hiding saddles to get a divorce.
Robbie, do I take you places, or do I take you places?
You certainly take me places.
Here we are. Turn right here, Oswald.
Looks like we're turning right into the middle of nowhere.
Don't mind, Robbie. We're going to see the dinosaur tracks.
I'd rather see a streetcar track.
Ain't this beautiful?
Yeah. It's also plenty hot.
Certainly is hot. I saw a coyote chasing a jackrabbit back there, and they was boat walking.
It gotta be funnier than that to make me laugh in this heat.
Look, 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 what's that over there in the sky?
What is it now?
It looks like clouds.
Clouds, nothing. It's a sandstorm.
And it's coming this way.
Stop the car. Quick, get under those blankets.
I knew we should ought to see the dinosaur tracks.
Get scrammed. Cover them up, too.
Where's my package? I don't want to get sand in my package.
Never mind your package. Get under that blanket.